Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Representing the Coalition of Pennsylvania Transit Riders, advocates, labor leaders, and businesses rallying for transit for all is Connor Deshmaker, who is the statewide campaign manager for the organization, Transit for All in PA. Connor, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. It's a pleasure to be here.
When we first heard of what the cuts could be, especially right here in southwestern Pennsylvania and in the city in particular, we're talking about a third of all routes potentially could be gone at some point if there isn't a solution. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. And we're looking at similar numbers in the Scepter region in southeastern Pennsylvania, in the Lanster region, in the Lehigh Valley, and in the months and year or two to come, transit agencies across Pennsylvania.
So that said, obviously, there are a lot of our elected officials trying to find ways to fill the gaps. But the bigger problem is we don't know what the federal government's going to do just yet. When will we? Do you know?
We're actually in luck here. Public transportation operations do not receive any aid from the federal government, only capital funding. So this operations funding crisis is one of the state's making, and therefore only the state can solve it.
So when you say capital funding, explain for our audience what the difference is.
Yeah, absolutely. So capital funding is things like the train cars and buses, and operations is paying the operators and the things that sort of provide the service, if you will, for riders. And that's the real, while we do need more capital funding as well, the operations crisis is the one that's acute and the one that we're fighting for today.
And what is the word? What are you hearing from Harrisburg about making sure that this funding can continue so you don't have to cut a third of all the rider routes?
Yeah, so that's why we're rallying today. We've got over 300 transit riders, workers, and allies joining us today in Harrisburg. I'm currently on a train. I know there's a crew of about 75 to 100 folks from Pittsburgh on a set of buses. And we are all, sounding that call, and we're going to talk to every single legislator. We've got about a dozen legislators on our program today. Many of whom and many more who have been strong supporters of public transportation. But we need to make sure that it's something that doesn't get left on the bargaining room floor. This is something that must be job one for all of Pennsylvania, in particular for, our urban regions, but again, affecting even the smallest, most rural county, because public transportation is in all 67 counties.
And this is taking place, by the way, today, Pennsylvania's Capitol Fountain at Commonwealth Avenue outside the east wing of our state capitol. So I'll be curious to hear what you hear as feedback from our elected officials on what the game plan is.
Yeah, absolutely. We've put forth a funding proposal of our own that actually was just introduced on Friday in the House. And there, it's going to be coming out with companion legislation in the Senate in the days to come. So there's a variety of proposals out there, and we want to make sure, again, that there is full funding for all of Pennsylvania's public transportation, not just one agency or another.
Yeah, you're talking about 67 counties. But to be honest, our focus obviously is here in southwestern Pennsylvania, and in particular in Allegheny County.
Absolutely.
Because it encompasses the city of Pittsburgh, and there's so many people that rely on that transportation to get them to and from work, doctor's appointments, and all the obvious things that people need transportation for. So when do you think we'll hear, and what are you anticipating hearing today?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, the PRT region in and around Pittsburgh is one that is, you know, in some cases, you know, facing the worst cuts. I know that y'all have already lost at least 20% of service just over the past 5 years. And so that's the status quo. And that's why we're fighting for a restoration of service that'll give us sort of a foundation on which to grow going forward. We have a budget deadline in the state government of June 30th, but the last couple of years that budget has taken a little longer, bleeding into July. But that's why we're going to be fighting every single day, and we are eager for more and more folks to tap in. Every voice matters here, because even if you don't ride public transportation, maybe you have a parent or grandparent that relies on paratransit service. Someone you know who's a wheelchair user, or it could be you're just worried about your own commute and the wear and tear on our roads, because the fewer people that are taking transit, the worse traffic, the worse air quality, and the worse wear and tear on our roads.
Well, good luck today. I'll be anxious to hear what you hear about from our elected officials. Connor, thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Larry. Transit for All PA, that's what we need. Thank you.
Connor Deshmaker, who is the statewide campaign manager, and you can go to Transit for All PA. Just search that, and if you want to get more information about the future of transit here in our hometown.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.